Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crombie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing with the same train of thought as I began with last week concerning the investment of his word, I'll be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17, where it reads, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." The word there for breathe, all scripture is given by inspiration. The word there for inspiration in the Greek is God breathed. So when we study and meditate on the word of God, and when we ingest and digest the word of God, we're actually inhaling the breath of God. So God sent us his breath by way of his word. He has given us his breath by way of his word. In the book of Esther 2 verse 9, the scripture tells us how King Ahasuerus assigned 7 chambermaids to Esther to prepare her to stand before the king. And the scripture says she was bathed in fragrance, in myrrh, in incense for 1 whole year. And then she was brought to stand before the king. We see also in the same book of Esther, we're told that the king assigned 7 chamberlains to bring Vashti to him. So 7 chambermaids was given to prepare Esther to stand before the king. 7 chamberlains were assigned by the king to bring Queen Vashti to him. And it is in that same manner that the word of God is given to us. The word of God is God's 7 chambermaids. The word of God is God's 7 chamberlains, which God gives us to prepare us, to equip us, and to enable us to stand before him. The scripture in Ephesians chapter 4 says that when Jesus ascended on high and led captivity captive, he gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some shepherds and teachers for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the perfecting of saints, for the work of the ministry, and to come in the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect and a complete man. So God, he has given us all that we need in his word to bring us to that place. In Jude 1:24, we're told by the apostle Jude that Jesus' aim and goal in redeeming us and cleaning us up is so that he may present us faultless before the presence of his glory. And in the book of Ephesians 5:27, the scripture says that Jesus' whole intention of redeeming us, of cleaning us and purifying us by the word, is that he may present us to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So the word of God that is given to us, that is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, God has given it, his word to us, to address and to deal with the spot and the wrinkles of sin, of immaturity, that he may present us to himself as a matured and as a perfect people, a perfect body, a perfect saint. So we see here now the King Ahasuerus assigned 7 chamberlains to bring Vashti to him. King Ahasuerus again assigned 7 chambermaids to prepare Esther to stand before him. Jesus gave us 5, what I call, Jesus gave us what I call 7 New Testament chamberlains to prepare us and equip us to stand before him. The scripture says that he gave some apostles and prophets, evangelists and shepherds and teachers. So there we have 5 of the chambermaids. The scripture speaks of the 9 fruits of the Spirit. The 9 fruit of the Spirit makes up a unit of 1. Then the scripture tells in Galatians that he gave us the nine gifts of the Spirit. The nine gifts of the Spirit is a unit of one. So when you add the five gifts given in Ephesians, and when you add the nine spirit fruit of the Spirit as unit of one, that's six, and the other and the nine fruits of the Spirit as a unit of one, that's seven. So we have in the fivefold ministry, we have in the nine gifts units of one, we have in the nine gifts fruit of the Spirit unit of one. So there we have seven chambermaids or seven chamberlains that God has given us to prepare us and to equip us that he may be able to present us to himself without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So when we study the Word of God, when we meditate on the Word of God, when we ingest and digest the Word of God, we are allowing the seven chamberlains that God has assigned to us to clean us up, to prepare us, to equip us, to be able to stand before the King. The scripture also says in the book of Luke 11, 24 to 26, that when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks around in dry places. Then he said to himself, let me go back and see if there's still room for rent that I may apply within. And the scripture says that when he went back to the house, he found the house swept clean, but it was empty. And he went and got seven more spirits, more wicked than himself, and took up occupation of the home. So when we do not study and meditate on the Word of God, the blood of Jesus and redemption has purified us and cleansed us. But when we do not study and meditate on the Word of God, when we do not ingest and digest the Word of God, even though we have now become a clean house, we are yet an empty house without the furnishing of the Word of God. So God has given us his Word to furnish the house of our spirit, that we will not just be a clean house, but we will be a strong house. So when the enemy cometh, he will find no room in the inn. So when the enemy cometh, he will not find any place that he may reoccupy or that he may possess, because the house will not only be cleaned by redemption, but it will be furnished by the Word of God. So God gives us the Word to furnish our spirit. And when we do not study and meditate on the Word of God, when we do not ingest and digest the Word of God, though clean, we are yet empty. The scripture says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Well, first let me back up. The scripture here says in Romans 8, 29, that whom he did foreknow, he did predestine to be conformed in the image of his Son. So the Word of God is a conforming and transforming power. So God has given us the breath of his Word. God has given us that transforming and transformational power to transform us, or to transform you into the you whom he did foreknow. Because who we are now is not whom God did foreknow, but God used redemption and he used his Word to transform us in the you whom he did foreknow. That is the purpose of the Word of God. The scripture also tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that God has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. God has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. So when God has given us the Word, that is the all thing that he has given us that pertains to life and godliness. And the scripture says, it's given for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All of this pertains to life and godliness, and God has given us this Word. So when we do not study the Word of God, when we do not meditate on the Word of God, when we do not ingest or digest the Word of God, for the scripture says it is profitable. The word profitable there speaks of that which is useful or beneficial or advantageous. So in giving us the word of God, in giving us the seven chamberlains of the word of God, is God's way of giving us something that is beneficial to us, something that is useful to us, something that gives us an advantage over the enemy. And when we do not study and meditate on the word of God, the sad commentary is that God may not get a return on his investment, because the word profitable there speaks of a return on one's investment. So when we do not study the word of God, when we do not meditate on the word of God, God stands a chance of not getting a return on his investment. And we know God is about interest and getting return on his investment. The scripture tells us of a rich man who left and went away to a far country. But before he went, he called his servants. He gave one servant four talent, another he gave five talent, another he gave two talent. The one given the four invested it, and when the master came back, he got a return on his investment. The one that was given five invested it, and when the master returned, he got a return on his investment. The one who was given one talent, when the master returned, all that servant did was maintain what the master gave him. He maintained it, but he did not invest it that he may increase it, that the master, when he returned, may get a return on his investment. So God has given us the word of God, which is investment in us. And as we meditate on the word of God, as we study the word of God, as we ingest and digest the word of God, and allow the word of God to matriculate through our system, and allow the word of God to come to full maturity in us, where the fruit of the Spirit is now evident, on evident display, and is now made manifest, that is God getting a return on his investment. That's what God is concerned about, getting a return on his investment, because that speaks to our growth, our maturity, our increase. That's what God is concerned about. And so he brings us through the process, brings us through the word to increase our capacity, that he may get not just a return, but a greater return on his investment. So what I would implore you is not to allow God to lose any return on his investment. Study the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Ingest the word of God. Digest the word of God, because it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The word of God helps us to set standards of a godly nature. It establishes a word-based conviction or word-based convictions. The word of God works to form, shape, and fashion us into the you again whom God did foreknew. So let's study the word of God and meditate on the word of God, and take in the sincere milk of the word, the bread of the word, and the meat of the word, that we may grow thereby, that God may get a return on his investment. The Lord bless you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and go in this thy might. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me on today's program. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 8:30, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. God bless, and go in this thy might.